Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. Today, I want to talk about the seven wonders of the world. Just think real quick. Can you name the seven wonders of the world? I can remember being in grade school and being given a pop quiz, and the one question on the pop quiz was, could I name the seven wonders of the world? And honestly, I drew a complete blank, but I knew them, I just couldn't remember them. Can you remember them now? The pyramids, the Empire State Building, the Amazon River, Yellowstone National Park, the Grand Canyon, the Taj Mahal. I mean, the list just kind of builds. And as you can tell, I left off at least one because I can't remember. But you know what I found to be interesting about this? That I remember reading a story that talked about this. And it must have been a kid that had a similar age that I am and had a similar question about these things. And when I read this, I thought, oh my stars, I wonder if this person went to the same school I did. But this was the part of the story that was unique to him, not me. That there was a little girl in his class, and while all the other kids kind of worked around the list I gave you earlier, this young girl said, I don't think I understand the assignment. And the teacher said, but why? And she said, I don't have any of the right answers, she said. And then the teacher said, well, why don't you tell us what you wrote on your paper and we'll help you? The teacher kind of is encouraging her because you can tell this little girl is the one person that doesn't have all those answers or any of those answers. So the little girl says, okay, I think the seven wonders of the world are to see, to hear, to taste, to touch, to smell, to love, and to belong. My goodness. This girl actually had the right answers, didn't she? She had it absolutely nailed. She knew exactly what she was doing. She knew exactly why she was doing it. She had understood that her Creator had made her in such a beautiful and wonderful way that she could find in her own shibboleth. Now, let me give you that word again, shibboleth. Some people will say shibboleth. I use the S-H on the front. It's S-H-I-B-B-O-L-E-T-H. It's a perspective that only one group of people would have. That's maybe the simplistic definition. But she had this shibboleth, that the understanding she had was that what God had given her at birth was wonderful. Imagine what our life would be like if we could savor the beauty of what God had already given us without a desire or feel like we're living in lack because we don't have it. I invite you into a world of shibboleth today. I mean, here's what I would say. Life is full of beauty. Notice it. Isn't that beautiful? Life is full of beauty. Notice it. Notice the bee, the small kid, the smiling face, the way the rain smells, maybe to feel the wind, to live your life to the fullest potential and fight for your dreams. I mean, do you remember the road to Emmaus and the story? I mean, the story goes that after Jesus and his resurrection, he joins two disciples walking a pathway on the road to Emmaus, and they are just broken up because everything that they have put their faith in has now died. They're not aware of what all Jesus is about to do because after his death, Jesus has vanished, and they're hoping for clarification about their sorrow. So their statement is, please explain, they say to Jesus. And they ask questions, and Jesus tells them stories, except they don't realize it's him. It was after walking and after the explanation, when Jesus sits down to break bread and to eat with them, that their eyes were opened. And they say, after Jesus departs, they say to one another, did not our hearts burn within us? The gift, the clarity, the permission to see and to savor now accompanies them into their day. My friend, listen. So sadly, in my religious upbringing, it didn't teach me about savoring and loving this life. It just told me to look forward to heaven. But I want you to know, God the Father wants you to be on the road with him and to recognize that He has blessed you with so much. Grab hold of His wonders and be filled with wonder with Him. I invite you on that journey today. I'd love to hear from you. Just shoot me a note at chuck@sugarhillchurch.com. chuck@sugarhillchurch.com. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.